things got a little bit festive on the show this week.
Abby isn't a big present giver.
And when you hear everyone she would have to give one to, you can see why.
So I do you, Max,
that's a good
Kate, Kira, Mitch, Naz, all run names. Mitch,
well,
Naz.
5 minutes later.
Shane, Ashley, what? Their son. They're my mum.
Calvary.
But if I get one person. Oh, and then. Oh, I've already said Max and everyone here. I said you guys first.
Yeah, you did, yeah. Thank you for putting us first.
You missed someone.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Friday's live.
Fridays!
This week, Abby revealed to us the sneaky act she did after Friday's Live on Saturday.
So basically on the weekend, after the after party at Friday's Live, I met up with someone in like a normal, cool, chill place.
So Rowan thought he would get you to guess who it was.
Frank David.
Definitely Akon, he's a bit of a bad boy.
Here's my wild card guess. What about Ashanti?
No one thought to go the other way.
You can have that one for free, Daily Mail. Earlier in the week, Abby called Jeff Bezos this.
Well, he's a twerp. You're an insignificant little twerp. You're a little worm.
Worm's a good one as well.
Don't like you.
So we asked you,
what's your go-to insult that you can say on radio?
Who knew there were so many mean things you could say to people?
Chip rat.
You gumboot.
He is such a wee.
Plus Muppet.
But one stood out from them all.
I call people a tissue.
Oh, why? Because they're weak? Because they're weak?
No, because they're only good for bodily excrement and then you throw them in the bin.
Rowan was a little bit jealous this week.
You're jealous that I have
no
platonic bestie.
I'm not.
Because every other man in my life I have a crush on except for you and Jay Sean.
That's true.
And to back up that she is besties with Jay Sean, Abby had this audio for us.
I'm backstage with Jay Sean. We are really good friends and I'm just here to prove that we're friends because he didn't answer the phone when I called him last week.
Yes, I am her friend. I am such a good friend to her. Abby. To Abby, Chatfield. Abby Chatfield is my friend, and I really like her a lot. Thank you.
Thanks, Jay. Love you, bestie. Give me a kiss.
Mwah.
Mwah.
That was worth it.
We always kiss on the cheek to best friend. All right, bye.
That was, by the way, I know you can't see video. That was the stage manager. His name was Trevor, and he kissed him on the cheek.
While Rowan was at Abby's house this week, he found something on her couch.
And then as I looked at the control, next to it is one of your Bush vibrators.
On the couch.
Yeah. On the couch. Just on the couch. Is this you just having a quick danger wank before you left the house?
Well, it was me yesterday afternoon.
So we asked you, what did you forget to put away or hide?
Carly, what did you forget to put away?
So at the time, I didn't quite know, but I was having a real estate inspection where they come in and inspect your property.
Yep.
And after the inspection, I walked into my bedroom and just seen the handcuffs still attached to the wrought iron bed.
Yep, I called the cops. They've gone.
And on that note, that wraps up another week on Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield.
This is Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield.